The conference will now begin.
Okay. There's no messages, very simple. Yes. Very good. Say that. Okay. Maybe have some patience. Okay, let's learn. Last week in Yerushalayim, we did a piece from Reb Nosson from Kutei Halachas. And I had a chesed to do another piece from Reb Nosson. Of course, there's a lot on Hanukkah. This is part of a piece in Siluach HaKein, Halacha Hey. We don't have time for this, so it's a whole tire here. I'm just going to do a little bit. It's classic Reb Nosson, his chaskas, think about. Okay, so we're going to begin from Os Yud, where it says, "Vzeh b'chinas v'yifka b'mokum." You have that? Okay, so this is going back a couple of weeks. So Yaakov Avinu, that night, when he was lying down and he had the cholam of the sulamutz of Arz of Reish Megiyah Shemaima, yeah, just on the floor. So Reb Nosson writes, "Ki ba'avram k'si v'yaras amokim yirachalik." So both of these, the grandfather and the grandson, came to a mokum. V'yakav Inu says v'yifka b'mokum. V'yifka b'mokum, that he suddenly came to that mokum, and he went to sleep. V'avram Avinu says v'yaras amokum. He saw the place, mirachot, far away. Now, of course, Kohen Chazal was talking about the Makom. This is the place. It's Yerushalayim, a place to Evan Shasia. B'yakav k'siva yichka b'makom, ki hu zocha yoyser. So by Avraham Avinu was from far away, and Yaakov Avinu was there. So Rabbi Nosson says, ki hu zocha yoyser, that we see that the grandson had that schus of vayifka b'makom. I mean, Avraham Avinu made his way there, but the first encounter was Merachok from a distance. Yaakov suddenly came to the place. He was Zochay Yosik, he's Zochay Yosik, Mamish Pamokam. Achapal Pichin Yoda Shadayin Amokam Rochik Me'oid at Ace Kates. But he says that even though Yaakovino was there, he knew that the truth is that it's going to take a long time for his children and his grandchildren are going to really be there. By him was Vayifka B'mokam, but he knew that it's still Vayaris B'mokam Rechok, it's still very far. At Ace Kates to the end till Mashiach comes. Baal Cain, and therefore, with all the excitement of being at the Mokam, the place, but with that understanding, with that realization that this place is going to, it's going to take a long time till his children and grandchildren are going to be able to be back and really have this place completely. So Vayelon Shon. So he went to sleep. He lied down. And that, of course, is Merameh Altsaris Cheshkas Agolus. That collapse, that falling, that sleep is a remez to all of the tsaris that the Jewish people are going to go through in Golus. Right, the sun went down suddenly. And Reb Nosson says that really all of us feel this at different times in life. That it looks like things are going well, and you feel like you're at the Malkum, you know, you're there, and then suddenly it's you realize that it's rachok, it's far away, and it seemed like it was shining. The sun was shining bright, and things were great. And then all of a sudden, Shaka Shalei Banosa, the sun goes down suddenly. Shalei Banosa, not when you expected it. That's what happened to Yaakov Avinu, which of course is what we go through. Zebuchadnezzar Mashal Eva Kol Echad. Rabbi Nosson says every Jew goes through these things. Shalafam Mechemlas Hashem Nitzbech Lei Or Godel. But sometimes, Mechemlas Hashem, Hashem's kindness, all of a sudden a person experiences Or Godel, some great light. The person feels that now I'm at the makom. Now I made it, and I'm going to be an ish kosher. I'm going to be a real ish kosher, a real good Jew, karoy the way that befits me. And then all of a sudden it's again, it's far away, and the sun suddenly goes down. Shalei b'nosa, not when you expected it. Kilu bo Hashemish, mamish pisam shalei b'nosa. Loz hodilo liYaakov b'cholom. So Yaakov was lying there, which is Golus, and he was told in the dream, shekol zeh b'chinas v'hine sulamutz of arz ereshim megiyah shemayim. But all of this is the way of the ladder that's rooted in the ground, and the top of the ladder reaches the heavens. Shezeh kol avaydas adam. Hashem revealed to Yaakov Avinu that this is life. This is what life is until the end. And this is the avod of a person. Shetzarech leilach midarga ladarga. But a person has to pull himself up and climb from one step on the ladder to the next. V'hineh malach elokim, shem tzadikim adam v'yardim, but shetzarech she'elhem kamalis v'yiridis. That even malach elokim, even the greatest tzadikim, have alis v'yiridis. And they're struggling to climb the ladder. And kikadim al yitzar she yirida, and they go through many yiridas. Even great tzaddikim have to go through these yiridas because there's no other way. The yirida he tachlis aliyah, but the yirida is for the purpose of being able to climb higher and higher. Okay, therefore Hashem is telling Yaakov Avinu, al yistaimim ha'adam. Don't be astonished. Val yipol b'dayton. Don't get depressed. Mikol ma'ashoev alav. All the things that you're going through. Al kain yita ben baliya ben beirida. If I don't mess up, whether you're going through a time that's an aliyah, or you're going through a time that's a yirida. Hanuk shuba b'chinas eza aliyah. What mistake did you make? When you're going through an aliyah, when things are going well, and you feel like you're there, you're at the makom. Shiraya is a Yeshua v'snaitetus, that you see some Yeshua in your life, and things are looking good. Al yita shekvah ha'or shalai. You shouldn't think that you've already reached the ultimate light, that you're there. Rag yeda shadayinu rochak ma'id. You should know that the mokum is still rochak, it's still far away. Va'idezeh lo yipol k'shiraya harkach, and that way, you're not going to get all tzibrochen and fall apart. When you see all of a sudden the sun sets, just when things are going well. You should know that light that you experienced, it's not extinguished. It's not totally gone. Because we know that ever there was a light, it leaves a roshim of that light. It doesn't disappear. Because the light of Hashem is always upon a person. What you're going through right now is called Mirochok Hashem Nirali or Vayaris Amokim Mirochok. The light is there. The Mokim is there. It just now is more distant. It feels more distant. And that's the meaning of what it says in Esh Yisrael. Shakolak Bebchinis Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. When every sentence in Rav Nosson is filled with such remozim and ischaskis. It says in Eish Yischael, Mimerchak Tovi Lachma, she brings the bread from a distant place. Bebchinas Vayaris Amokim Mirochok, which means that you're not always at the place. The greatness of a Jew is that even when you're far away, and you feel far away, Mimerchak Tovi Lachma. Avol Sov Kol Sov, Yigma Hashem Yisborach, Masha Hischel. It also says, a Jew has to believe that sof kol sof, in the end, yigma Hashem Asher Hischu, Yigma Hashem Yisbach Mashe Yisrael. In the end, Hashem is going to finish what he began with you. In other words, it's going to be all light. In the end, he's going to finish the Inyan with you. Creative and Klai Yisrael, with the Jewish people, it's going to be only Toiv at the end. And Kol Echad Ve'echad Be'Protius, and with each individual person. Be'Protius. But a Jew has to live in a constant state of see peace with Yeshua, being mitzapa Yeshua, of waiting for the return of that light, and doing the best you can to hold on, to get back there. As we say in davening, in Nishmas, that every eye is looking forward to the Yeshua, is waiting for the Yeshua. So Ibn Osman explains, this is the Bechin of Hallel that we say in Chanukah. K'meishah Oymim v'kovu shmane shmei Chanukah Eilu lahoydus lahal l'shimcha agor. The Iker Yisod of the day, of what the day is, of these days of Chanukah, is Hallel. Is to praise HaKadosh Baruch, to thank Him, to praise Him. Ki zahe Iker. Ki Hallel v'bechinis simcha. Because Hallel is the Bechina of joy, of Simcha. Sha'im Oysa B'Simcha Kol HaNisa. That we say Hallel B'Simcha, thanking Hashem for all of the miracles that He does for us, that He's done for us and does for us. Ki Hallel Kolu Mikol HaNisa Shohayi V'Shayiya. Because Hallel includes in it all of the Nisim that ever were, and it has within it all of the Nisim that will ever be. It's all coded in into Hallel. Everything that was, so it has in it, but takes on the side, but also has in it all of the hints of what's going to be when Mashiach comes as well. All Nisim of the past, present, and future. Kamash Pirish Rashi, Al Pasuk L'Sapa Kol Niflei Sechem. Rashi says, Zahalo. Shiesh Bar La'over L'Mesa Mashiach. L'Goy G'Losa La'over. Rashi says that Hallel contains within it all of the Nisim of the past, and also all of the Nisim of Yemei Mashiach and the Goy Magog and all that's going to be in the future. He called Masha Kasavnu Le'el Ha'iku Shiavam Yisrael Simchot Lo'el Ha'ipa. The Ikka is that when a person goes through, when he goes through a change, like that change from when the sun is shining and then it suddenly sets, that you shouldn't go Chalila from that to lose the hold on Simcha and to come chas v'shalom to the hepech, which is sadness and depression. Because a person can easily make a mistake that when he sees how he's so far away from that or he sees how far away he is from the light. As a result of that, he can be overcome by sadness, by depression. Which is more damaging than anything else. Okay, therefore, Misha Chos al Atzmai, anybody who has Rachmanis on himself, he has to turn things around. To change everything into Simcha. How do you do that? Like when you're in the middle of that sunset, and I mean a nice sunset, like it got dark, and you're rochak ma'od, v'yaris amokim yirochak. So how do you change that? L'hafach hakol l'simcha. How do you say hallel like in such a situation? L'hafach hakol l'simcha daika al yidei shiroyu omeivin oitzim yisrach. Now this is what Rav Nosson says, this is what he explains. Now you're in a place that's very far. So how is that supposed to become hollow? He says, "Shadavka ayidei shiroyu meivin oitzim yisrachal kusa or mimenu." Because davka, when you see the unbelievable distance between yourself and that light, meaning the person you want to be, and the person that Mr. Shem, you're ultimately going to be, when you see that distance. So that could obviously throw you into a big depression. So you feel that, especially after you did something really terrible, right? It can throw you into a very, very big depression because you're rochak, rochak min ha'or. It's vayaris amokim yirochak mamish. And especially if you feel that, you know, I finally got to a good place. But you have to give a mokim, right? You finally got to Yerushalayim. You got to a good place. And then suddenly, it's vayaholim shem kivah ha'shemesh. The sun sets. And there you are again, like mirochak. So how are you supposed to do that? So Reb Nosson says this. So davka ayidei sheroyu omeven oitzim israchakus ha'armimen. Davka, when you understand how far that light is. There's a davka yogil v'yismach mai. Davka through that, by realizing this, you can be filled with simcha. Now that sounds crazy, right? Our normal reaction to understanding that distance of being rachok mod is to get depressed, is to get upset. Like if you feel very far away from your kid, so now yogel yismach moed. Like what does that mean? You feel far away from your wife, so yogel yismach moed. What's simcha mazoisa? What's the simcha? Now remember, there's an old minhag that we have that we say by Chanukah every day, not just once mizmashi Chanukah sabayis l'dov. We say twice, right? Naka people told me that you're just very used to it because we say it all the time. But it's mamish, the whole thing is filled with Chanukah. But the ikke is the words hafachta mispedi l'mochali. Hafachta mispedi, you transform this time of mourning. Mispedi is mean eulogy of misery. Hafachta mispedi l'mochali, you change it into a dance. You change the eulogy, the hesped, into a rikud, into a simcha. Which Reb Nosson talks about in the beginning of Evnei Ezer, look at Eloch, this dance. When you're in the middle of a misbeit, how do you make that into a dance? And the whole Indian of Chanukah is a rumism that's what we say the second time, the mizmashech and kasabash above. Our mimcha Hashem kedi lisani. The lisani means I'm in a very low place, the word of dal, right? So lidlos means you lifted me up from the lowest place. The enemies were victorious. I mean, the whole capital is turning around, being in a terrible situation, and being able to transform it into a source of joy. Now, how do you do that? So Nosson says this. He says, because even though the or is rochak ma'id, very far, you see that the or is etzlei mamish, that the or is at the same time, it's mamish there with you. How do you see that? It's either far or it's near. So what does that mean? There's no place closer than your own home. So even though you know yourself that you're mamish and isur, I'm sorry to say that. You know yourself that you're mamish so far. You know yourself that you messed everything up and you're rochak ma'oi. But even you have the same mitzvah as Reb Chaim Kanievsky, the same mitzvah as the Amshon of Rebbe. They should both be healthy, well, 120. You have the same mitzvah, you and I have the same mitzvah to light a Chanukah candle. The Baruch Shalom is still there. His light hasn't left you. And not only that, but you don't have to go someplace to Yerushalayim or to the neighborhood. You, in your house, you light this candle. And it's not just Chanukah. Chanukah is the biggest hezgalus of that because you have not avoided the Beis HaMikdash in your house. That's crazy. That's mamish crazy. It's not voided of like the Kohen and the Beis HaMikdash, like on Parsons Boulevard. You know, that's crazy. I know, I just thought of that place. That's crazy. It's crazy. But the truth is, all our mitzvahs, shon aleichem, hatzvilim, shem oiris gedolim, you with everything in your life, And as far as you made yourself, you put on the same pair of tefillin like the Pam Kanievsky. Same tefillin. And it's a big union. And you're all iris of tefillin. And you're connecting to tefillin. And whether you understand it, you don't understand it, you're putting on tefillin. And Hashem Zavach says, I want you to put on tefillin. It's geshmak for you to put on tefillin. Call a mission like him tefillin. Shem iris gedolim in his government. Ma'oid, ma'oid. This is Rabbi Aaron Chernobyl had a gabbai. Rabbi Aaron Chernobyl was an East Kodesh Moy. He had a gabbai that he stopped davening. He stopped davening Shachris. I don't know about Mechamar, but Shachris stopped davening. Why? Because every day by Shachris, people coming over to this gabbai, to Nujan, that I'm first in line after, you know, to the Rebbe, and how come he didn't put out whatever the herring that I want? You know, he couldn't daven. So he said, so he would mumble some words. He was doing this for years. He would daven a little bit, and some other nudni comes over. This and that. So he finally came to the conclusion that his daven was ridiculous. And he stopped davening Shachris. He stopped davening Shachris. So he goes in that day. He went in to after he stopped davening. He didn't tell us anybody. I mean, no way. But so he walks into the Rebbe's office, and the Rebbe says to him, "Yankum, no, you didn't daven today." So Yankum said, "No, I didn't. I don't plan on it." So says, "What do you mean? How can you not daven?" So he said, "Rebbe, my davening. This guy, Beryl, comes over for the fish. This Shmuel is not happy with his chair. This guy wants to get in first. And it's ridiculous, my whole davening. It's not davening. I say a couple of words in between all the nudniks. I can't daven. So it's not davening, so I stop davening." So Rav Aaron Shmuel said to him, he said, "What do you mean?" He said, "The second you walked into the room, I saw in you that the aura of the tefillah was not on you. Because every day when I look at you, I see there's an aura of tefillah. And today, I don't see that aura." Because this guy, with all of the hacking and all of this, that his davening was like how we daven, you know, it was like it was, with that when he didn't daven, the aura wasn't there. It means that when he did daven, even his davening was lichtig. It was something. He was karv ma'oid. He didn't feel that way, but he said the words, and he was there. He was somewhere, wasn't he? He was somewhere. Something happened. So he's saying, you don't hang your tefillin on the wall. You don't go look at it in the museum. It's he says, these are brilliant iris, the tefillin. And where do you put it? Not on the, not in the museum. Not that you go see it someplace. On your head and on your arm. Your head and your arm. Hayeshis Karvis, turn over the. Hayeshis Karvis, Yayasim, is there any bigger as Karvis? Is there anything closer than that? That your own head and your own arm. Is there any greater as Karvis than that? When I was at the coastal last week. And I was sitting there, and there was a guy that rolled up his sleeve, and on the place where he was putting his tefillin, he had a horrible looking tattoo. On the place where he was putting the tefillin, had it. And I was thinking, this guy's putting on tefillin. You know, is there anything closer than that? Even though you could say a guy mamish has a tattoo on his arm, and the mokum of tefillin. In the place of tefillin. And what kind of sick thoughts do we have in our heads? And on that place, on that crazy head, we put tefillin shoresh. So Moshe says, is there anything closer than that? Listen, we know that. So then someone says to you, this Torah, so he said, okay, listen, I have a tefillin on my head, but the aura of the tefillin is rachok ma'od ma'od. It's like, it's very, very far. He says, Adarav. He says, Zel Simcha Seinu. This is our Simcha. Shemarap, my son, Berifuais, you carve in a flying Caleb. The Baruch Hashem gave us Rifuais, cures, He gave us all kinds of medications and refuahs that are what? He says, Yikarim v'nefloim ke'ela, mitzvahs, that are Yikarim v'nefloim, mamash, Yikarim v'nefloim. Haboy mimercha gadol kol kach, that come from such mimercha tovi lachma, that these refuahs come from such places in Shemayim that Hashem sent to a Jew. He didn't send to a guy. He sent to a Jew such refuahs from such a place, from the highest worlds. And all Torah mitzvahs. And that's why we say hallo. To make a zecher for all the neflos that Hashem does with us. Every day of our lives. And Kamesh Pirish Rashi Shem, Shurachman is God of Mita Yisbarach. The devotion has such Rachmanis on us. Masha Kavala Hayom Toivim. And he gave us not just the mitzvahs like this, but he gave us Yom Tovim. Shem Zechon of Leisav, I am Shem. Kilachar, any woman says, Masha Hiflig, a chesed, a zesh, also Zechon of Leisav, Shem Yom Tovim, Rabbi Sen Zechon of Bacha, Tikmah, Lama Halo, Bechol, Yontiv, Lama Dahava Hava. Because you could ask, what is the singing of the Yom Tovim and saying, Hal Yontiv? Ma Dahava Hava, whatever happened, it happened a long time ago. I'm Rachok Ma'od from the Tears Beside. I'm rachok ma'od from Sukkot, from Shulis. I'm rachok ma'od from Chanukah. I'm very, very far. So these things happened a long time ago. And my dahava hava, whatever happened, happened. It's fafal. Shanisa v'aneflos kvar hayu. All these miracles, they already happened. I'm rachok ma'od from all these miracles. I will aton in the sun b'toikif miyuris ha'golos. You want to know where I am right now? I'll tell you where I am right now. B'toikif miyuris ha'golos. I'm in the most bitter goddess. Payroy Lonarak Litzak El Haas, if there would be any davening, is there be no Indian of Halal for what happened, Zecha Us and the Flesh, but there only be one davening. The davening should be just screaming for the future, get me out of this. Shirachim Leviasi Mogamata, Nisan the Flesh. Halal for what happened, my davening of it happened. All we should be davening for is get me out of the mess that I'm in right now. And do for me a miracle. That we should have a gula. Well, you see, the Kash of Emes, Taka Tikkun, the government of Kama Tfilas and Tzalkas. We do have many Tfilas and Tzalkas for the future, like for now or for the future. So, what's the meaning of all of these things about Zecha Os and the Floysov to remember and to talk about those things that happened, that whatever happened? I don't have that right. It's not part of my life. My life is not like that. My life is very far from that. I would like it to be like that in the future, but right now my life is very far from that. So what's all this hollow over these things? Even though it's true, all of us screaming and davening to get out of the mess and to have good, all that is very dear, very precious. That's how we're able to exist in Golos without davening. As I'll say, the whole koich of a Jew is with his davening, his mouth. But the truth has to be told that with all this screaming that things should get better, it's still very hard for me just to manage today. In other words, I'm screaming that it should get better. But Lamaisa, right now, it's not. It's not. Right now, it's very bad. Chas v'sholom, yuchal lipol menat tzaoka ba'atzmai. Chas v'sholom, and many people feel this way. You could have a nefila from the davening, from the screaming. Ayidei shiroya ribuat tzaros. How could you have it? Because you see, there's so much tzaros, v'amiriris, and so much bitterness. Sh'ayv alenem b'chalala b'fad. Right, b'chalala b'fad. And I'm screaming, and my life is terrible. Nothing changed. Alkeinu chesed nifla. Mashatikim v'rachmav. Nifla is a tremendous chesed that Hashem, that Chazal, Chachamu, Mesakim, Hashem, through Hashem, there was Mesakim v'rachmav, was kol ha-yom tovim. Hashem gave us these yom tovim. Shem zechen nifla. And each yom tov is a zechen of all the amazing things of the past. The tikkun l'loim v'hem halal. And the Mesakim to say halal, la halal, la shabcha, besimcha, I'll take it with great joy, to thank Hashem for all the nisim. V'yesh bo klal yis kol ha-nisim ha-shahayim ha-shayin. It contains within it all of the nisim that were and all of the nisim that will be. Ad seif, ad asif to the end. Kedeshin, but why? What does that help us? Kedeshin nizka ayyidei zeh lahapich ha-kolism. To help us to not slip into that, God forbid, into that sadness, the Amar Shchaira, to be able to turn ourselves around and to be people that are filled with simcha. She iker is chazkus b'vachinuski chedves Hashem himu uschem. Chedves Hashem himu uschem. That's by Ezra Nechemia, that when we came back, it was a big, when we came back to Yisrael, it was a terrible matzav, and we were all depressed. And the Navi said, and they said to us, chedves Hashem himu uschem. It was Rosh Hashanah, chedves Hashem himu uschem. That the joy of Hashem, Hashem is close to you. Himu uschem, that's your strength. Everything is for the purpose of changing the darkness into light, the sadness into joy. And how do you do this? The more you understand how far you are from the or, that can bring you to be mischazek yoyse b'simcha al oitzam chazli yisborach. Hashem's great kindness, she'af al pichein, that even though you have made yourself so far, and you are so far away from that or, af al pichein, you see that Hashem is what ha'or eslo b'beisir mamish, the light is with you mamish in your house, on your arm, in your head, karvel ha'chadof ha'mai. Hashem doesn't go away from you. But the whole yontiv is a yontiv lahaydus lahalu. It's haydah and it's halal and haydah to say halal. Kehalon royim sh'af al pichen kva gobu machos v'eschashunai sadik ma machos ha'vishalam. We see that as far away as we are, we see that the chashunayim, the tzadikim, defeated the machos ha'vishalam, defeated the yavan. All they wanted, Yavan, was that we shouldn't have any shaychus to Yiddishkeit, that the Jews shouldn't learn Torah and shouldn't keep mitzvahs. All the keem that we have is through Torah mitzvahs, because Torah mitzvah says that no matter how far you make yourself, that you're chayvin mitzvahs. You're still mamish, you're in the ball game. And the chashmonayim were mamshich, the light of Torah, into the world. That even now, that's like the yontif that holds us up to all the years of Golas is Davke Chanukah. It's the last yontif that we had, that we got, was Chanukah. I says, Zechinu Shagam Ata, Tehilu Lekel, that even now, praise to Hashem, Adayin HaTorah B'Yadayinu. With everything that's happened to us, and as rochek, as far away as we are, the Chashonorim were poel, with the yontif of Chanukah, that the Torah is still in our hands. Not only is the Torah still in our hands, but there's more and more and more and more Torah that's in our hands. One was zeichin b'toykef ha-galus, that was zeichin in the most difficult galus, in the deepest galus, l'kayim as a Torah v'amitzvus. The Yevonim want l'ashkichim Torah secha l'ahavir machukeh tzanach. All the Yevonim wanted is to take away from us any chaskas that we have, and to tell us that we're totally far away and everything is completely dark and it's pitch dark and you have nothing. That's all they wanted. And what did the Chashmonaim, what were their pile? Yimei Chak Tov Yilachmu. V'yaris Amokim Yirochak. Mirochak Hashem Nearly. That's what they were pile. That in the Tekef HaGolos, in the darkness of Golos, that a Jew should be able to look at his life and to say, with all of the distance and with all the darkness, I have the source to sit and learn some Torah. I learned a little bit today. I put on tzum. I lit Hanukkah candles. That changes all of the darkness into light, all of the atzvos into simcha. Shekol zemberame is near Hanukkah. Sheheiru lanu or ha-tayra mimerchak ma'oid ma'oid. The light of Hanukkah was that the whole Beis HaMikdash was a mess, and everything was timu kol hashvanim. And from that place of timu kol hashvanim, all of a sudden, they found a pachach of munach b'chayz b'kagol. and they've made a miracle with Hanukkah and so on, comes from very, very far away. Because the sicker the person is, the greater the doctor that the person needs. That's what Reb Nachman says in Tanyana Zayin. You notice the interesting thing about this edition of Likutei Halachos? It has your footnote Memhei, right? You would expect to see that it would give you an actual reference. There are no references here. Because I bought this Likutei Halachos, and it was the first time it came out. It's just a little side story. Mm-hmm. It was the first time that they came out with Likutei Halachos in with big letters, and the Likutei is very easy to read. Yeah. So they were selling in Yerushalayim volume by volume. This is around 35 years ago. So they didn't have them all out yet, and the guy talked me into being on a program where I gave him the money for the whole set. and you know, he's a very poor guy, and he gave to give him the money for the whole set, and they're going to send it to me to Chutzlars as they come out. So in the end, they sent me most of the chalakim. I don't have all the chalakim they didn't send me. And I asked him about, like, what's going on with the notes. You know, there's no, he has Memhei, but then there's no Memhei anywhere to look up, like, were you sending him? He said, no, it's a magia. And I was going to have a whole volume of the footnotes that they never put out. So this is a sign on ice of this. Anyway, that's why it doesn't tell you where this is, but it's in Tanyana Zayin. The old set that I have, Likutei Halachos, I gave to a student of mine because I was so excited about my new set. And they never sent me the Mashtechus. I met the guy in Yerushalayim like 3 years later. Yeah. He still has my address. I don't know. You know, this is he was around 75 back then. So he took it with him. Refus Yekarim B'Yoyseh. The more sick a person is, the bigger the doctor. In Mitzrayim, we need a Moshe Rabbeinu because we're Memtesh Aritumi. You need a big doctor. You can't stand to Mitzrayim. You couldn't stand like a Rebbe, you know. You need the Rebbe. You need Moshe Rabbeinu over there, and he has to come with a, you know, with a big refuus, with big refuus. Refuus Yikar B'Yaisa. Most Choshev Refuus Moshe Rabbeinu had to come because we were the Memtesh Aritumi. Okay, Machem says Hashem is both raw of itself for Eitzim Chalishu Seinu Begolus Amara Zeh. Since Hashem, of course, saw that in the future we're going to be in much lower than Memphis, we're going to be in Mamish, the lowest, lower than Mitzrayim. All the Chalishus Begolus Amara Zeh Alkein. What did Hashem is both prepare in advance? Hikdim Lano Lasses Him on a Nisim Kaela. He gave us Nisim Kaela. To light the Hanukkah menorah, mamish in the house. I spoke about this morning. It's going to be on the video thing for the Hanukkah. That the lesson says in a few places that the union of Hanukkah is bigger. That Hashem pays us a visit in the hospital. But there's a chayla. We can't move, like we're stuck. We're so far away. And Hanukkah says, Hashem's Ruach comes with his bag into your house and says, here, because I said, I can't get to Yerushalayim. I can't go to Yerushalayim. I'm almost sick. So Hashem comes into the house and takes out a menorah from his bag and he says, okay, light the menorah here in your house. It's an amazing thing. It's a bigger chayla mash. He comes to the house to light the menorah. He brings you a menorah to your house. Like a person who's sick and can't go to light the candles, he brings to the house. Wherever you are in the world, he brings you a menorah. He's such a nice. Hikdim lono lasas, therefore Hashem gave us that the last nice that we had, the last yontif we have is Chanukah. Hikdim lono lasas, imonu nisim ke'elas, is a chinu lahadik ne'er Chanukah, kadri bebeisenu, that was zeichet to light the Chanukah candle. You're so far away, yeah, but the version brings you a menorah to your house. And you light the menorah, lamatim asar tvachim, normally the Shekhinah doesn't go to such a place. Which tells us that the tzaddikim, the chashamalim, the tzaddikim through the generations and galus, they draw down the light of Torah from far, far, far away. And we see this especially now at the end of time, that the deepest Torahs are now being explained for Jews who are so far away. because we're so sick that if we don't have these amazing Torahs, we're going to die. Our fathers and our grandfathers and our grandmothers, they didn't need these Torahs. We need all these kind of Torahs. My father's Ne'elachid. He should be till under 20. He was Ne'elachid without Reb Nos. I can't imagine being a Jew without Reb Nos. So Reb Nosson came with all kinds of refuas, Mimerech HaKtav Yilach, and Lamesh from far away. Because we're so sick. So you have to have a doctor like Reb Nosson. My father didn't need to have such medicine like this. But if we don't have this medicine, we're going to die. Because we can't survive anymore. Those people who say that they're doing great. Like I told you, I was once in this farm store, I was once in a big line, and there's a guy that I know. So he was making fun because there was a sefer, a new sefer came out. It was called Chizik. No, the sefer was called Chizik. And this guy was saying, he's making fun of the Chizik sefer. Anyway, Chizik. He was making fun. So there was a guy that was standing there. We were looking by the table, and the guy standing next to me, he shouldn't have said it, but he said to me, this guy needs more chizik than anybody. He was telling me this guy is like, man, I'm a mess. And he was like, you know, chizik. And he was going straight for the lomdisha stuff. He doesn't need any chizik. He doesn't need that mass. The ones who say that are the ones that are in the biggest trouble. Kiyadua. He still doesn't have how long his beard is. The ones who say that this is, we don't need any, he doesn't need this, his chaskas. Those are the biggest chaskas.
This goes to his nishanas are so much greater.
And we're much weaker than, we're much weaker. Kimai there's a machmas, oitzim chalish husayn, that's what it means, machmas, oitzim chalish husayn, because of how weak we are. Through the tzaddikim, which comes from the light of Chanukah, that the Ragonis was being taught to us. Remind us when we learn these farm, we're learning from the Ragonis, we're taking from the Ragonis, from the hidden light of creation. And even a Jew who feels that he's mamish far is mamish close. Even someone who's far away is close, is able to feel close. Because when you learn from these tzaddikim, you're filled with the emunah. The bevada, even a person like myself, someone's going to take me out there. He'll make good on all the promises, and he'll take us out from it. So, he'll bring me close to. Even the Torah that we're learning, Rav Nosson says that regular people like us are learning iris v'chaykim in his golden lights that came from far away. And I'm sitting here looking, look at the halachas. These are iris that come in merchak mamish from far away. And it's leinu mamish. It's leinu mamish. We're holding it in our hands, these iris. It's leinu mamish. And it's true that we're far away from these things. Adravim kolachat sarach im kol zeh, despite this, don't get depressed. Whenever you see what you're going through, you put on film today. The light of the tefillin, what they are, is very far from you, and the light of what a Chanukah thing is very far. But make that into a simcha. But even though it's very far from me, but I put on tefillin. So the iris of mamash on my head and my arm. Even though understanding even what Rav Nosson is saying here, I don't know what exactly he's saying here. It's very far from me. But I'm saying the words. And it's helping me. It's close to me. So afal pichin ho'or harochek, and this gives me actually the basic mamash. This light that is coming from such a far place. It's very far from the Anachanami, but it's Esli Bebesi. It's my Chanukah Neris in my house. My tefillin's on the table. My Lekut HaLochus, my Lekut HaMaran, my Tanya, whatever it is on my shelf. It's right here with me. It's on my table. It's in front of me. So Bechina says, Halal Va'asimchen, a Jew that thinks about that, is how, he says, Halal. The simcha, mamish, al toikiv anisim, the miracles of his own life. That how is it that a person like me still, if everything I've been through and everything I've done, I still put on film. I still keep mitzvahs. I still am learning the Torah. It's the biggest simcha in the world. It's a hafach b'mis b'di l'moch ali b'tach t'zachki. There's any simcha. And because I see that Hashem hasn't left me, I still put on film, and I still have mezuzah on my door, and I still have a menorah, and so on, to be metzapel Yeshua Tomet, to have it sepil Yeshua, that in the end Hashem's going to finish up what he began with me. To be tochen, to be strong. We've done the same with Hashem. He was kind, and he did those miracles for our ancestors. She's a chimla iris neflaim kailim. We zeich for such iris of Pesach matzah and mara. There was zeich for such iris of a sukkah of a kavosa tayra of tefillin of Shabbos. There was zeich all these iris. Mimerchak meoid meoid from things from very far away. The beginning is mimerchak tavilach makanal. Why did Hashem bring us all this to the lerapes to give us medicine? Medicine lerapes tachluei nafshenu. To heal us of all of our spiritual sickness. Hatsum, that's terrible, powerful sicknesses. After all of this, Honu Betuchim, we are confident, we are certain. The Bitochen Chazak, very strong Bitochen, Shebevada Yoshienu Berachmas, that Bevada, in the end, it'll have a good ending, the story. Yoshienu Berachmas, the Yosef Lasis Yamanu. And not only that, he's going to add, we're going to see new things, new nisim chadashim, new nisim, the nefloim, amazing, more, nothing that we could ever imagine. Adesh and Noshav Elov Be'emes, and those nisim are going to help us all, each one of us can come back to him to do true tshuva Be'emes, we're going to come back to him, the Yigma Masha Hischa, and Hashem is going to finish what he began when he took us out of Mitzrayim. He's going to finish what he started. He's not going to leave it unfinished. Not for Am Yisrael, not for each and every one of us. He's going to finish what he began. Dvar lokeni yokum lo'olam, it says in Pesach. Dvar lokeni yokum lo'olam. If Hashem says something, it's going to be. Yokum lo'olam, it's going to be. Kama shekosov, just look to see where that is in the footnote. Kama shekosov, v'atamorim lo'olam Hashem. V'atamorim, in the end, Hashem is always more. In the end, Hashem's going to win. Like Rabbi Nachman himself said, right? Natzachti. I was victorious, and I'm going to be victorious. So that's why the tzaddik has come up. Come, Hashem has both said. It says, "Atamorim." Mikolas, mine, Rav, Mabirim. There's all kinds of tumbling and the goyim and the noise in my own life, my mistakes. But it's what the end of Atamorim Loilam Hashem. In the end, the Baruch Hashem is going to win. The end of Hashem is Yoda is Alayin. In the end, he's going to win. That means with each and every one of us, that Hashem is going to win. In the end, each and every one of us is going to come back to him. Pirush Rashi, Lo'olam Yodchal Al Yoyna. Lo'olam Hashem's hand is Al Al Yoyna. In other words, Hashem is always victorious. There's no such thing. He doesn't lose. So if he invested in me, if he invested in you, and if he invested in Am Yisrael, and he began Zeichos and the Shloisot, he began the Inyan, guaranteed, by each and every one of us individually, and by Am Yisrael, he's going to finish the Inyan. And that's what we say in Moser. Oh, is Egmor, B'Shir, Mizmor, Chanukah, San Mizbeh. What does it mean? We go through the Moser, we go through all of the Goliathim and all the Tsaris and all the Nisim, for each one, right, of the Goliathim. And then we say, Oh, is Egmor, B'Shir, Mizmor, Chanukah, San Mizbeh. Oh, is Egmor. In the end, I'm going to finish. This is the song was started, Chanukah, but Oh, is Egmor, B'Shir, Mizmor, Chanukah, San Mizbeh. But there's going to be an end. I'm going to finish it. What I started, I'm going to finish it. B'shir Mizmor. And there's going to be the song of what? For the third Beis HaMikdash, Chanukah Samizbech. That's what it means. Oz Egmor B'shir Mizmor, Chanukah Samizbech. It's the whole Emunah of Chanukah. It's Oz Egmor. Then I'm going to finish. You'll see, Hashem says, hold on. I'm going to finish what I began. We should be there by the finish. It should be soon. We will all be there. It should be soon.
Amen. Right. Mr. President.